From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is a rather tired Nigel Payne.
Well, let's wake you up then, Nigel. Let's get Thank a nice, you. Sprightly let's... conversation going. No excuse.
Nothing better.
It's nearly 10 o'clock on a Friday morning. What have you been doing? Don't answer that.
I won't right. answer it.
We're going to get into a meaty subject and we're going to try and do it in a few minutes. And that subject is this. I was at Learning Live 2017, the Learning Performance Institute's conference last week in London. And I was quite taken by a statement by Charles Jennings, who said, I don't talk about learning. He used to run L&D at Reuters. He said, I used to talk about performance. And he encouraged everyone in the room to start thinking about that over learning. And I think that has some massive, massive implications for learning and development. And so if you unpick that idea of looking at performance first and then what you need to improve it or change it, you probably would think that learning is a part of how we are as people, you know, so we're always doing it, but actually you're not looking at learning as being the focus. That's not the outcome, is it?
It's not learning as an end, but learning as a means to an end, and you focus on the end. I think once you do that, one of the other things you do is you manage to knock out all the things that aren't learning issues. That if you're focusing on performance, not all performance problems require learning. Some do. Some require other issues like culture or process or whatever. So it allows better conversations, better alignment with the business, and a focus on what's important, which is improving the performance of the organization overall, not simply generating large amounts of learning. So I think that's got a huge amount to commend itself as almost as a mind shift. That's what's important about that.
And I think that's a big thing, isn't it? Because it requires organizations to really think differently about learning. It's not just about learning teams thinking differently about what they're doing. But there's a huge legacy and, you know, I think a desire and an enjoyment out of having a learning team that can provide some courses. You know, whatever people say about the effectiveness of courses, I think people actually like to have them around. They like to get out of the office. They like to, if it's face to face, they like to do it. You know, there are lots of things that commend it, but ultimately that's not the starting point anymore. And I think to be able to get that message across to an entire organization is a tough one.
It is. I think so. It's much tougher to get that message across to the learning team. I think they're the ones who are going to put up the biggest amount of opposition. And it's a tough conversation because you're saying that all the things that you kind of believe passionately, all the things that have driven your career are perhaps not the focus that you should have. And to shift away from thinking only about learning to thinking about the contribution that learning can make to enhancing performance, both individual and organizational, is a big, big shift and a challenging one. So once you start thinking about performance, you suddenly stop being separate and being something special in the organization, and you start becoming one of the key drivers, one of the key cogs that makes the organizational machine move smoother. And even just at the level of conversation and thinking about yourself, I think that having that focus is quite helpful.
A challenge here, and it's a concern as well, is that the institutes that support professionals in this area aren't really providing that kind of lead on it. What's articulated around the industry has to change as well, because I think a lot of that is all to do with learning for learning's sake. And I think that's not to say that a part of an L&D professional's job is, you know, it's absolutely about the science of learning and how that,
it's true.
You know, it's all about that. It's all about the tools, knowing what to use, where, when, how. That is a level of knowledge that just needs to be there.
My big but is focus. It's got to be around focusing on what's important and learning for learning's sake. We're surrounded by free stuff and by opportunities to learn for learning's sake. I'm not sure that is the job of the learning organization. The learning organization is to use its resources to help a company, help a business maintain, exceed its targets and objectives. End of story, I think. So maybe we should leave it there. I think that's a good conversation. But I hope more people start talking about learning and performance and the link between them and start focusing on what it means to make a place and make an individual better, make them perform better, rather than let's all talk about learning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nigel, good place to stop. Thank you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Martin. From scratch.